was absolutely elated by the news. You know, we have been working hard to turn Buffalo around. We've made a lot of progress locally. But to have the governor of the state of New York, to have Andrew Cuomo make a commitment of $1 billion for Buffalo's economic development efforts that he believes will leverage an additional $5 billion in private sector investment is going to transform this city for decades and generations to come.
Did you believe it when you heard it?
Well, you could not only hear a pin drop initially, but people from Buffalo who were in the audience just stood up and gave the governor a standing ovation. This really helps to build on what we've been doing at the local level. Every budget I've put together as mayor, I have cut the tax rate residentially and commercially. We now have one of the lowest effective tax rates in the state. Working with other partners, we have been able to assemble over 350 acres of shovel-ready sites for business investment and job creation in the city of Buffalo. We have great projects moving forward, like the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus's growth, the Canal Side Waterfront Development Project, our program of reopening Main Street to vehicular traffic to stimulate additional residential and commercial investment along Main Street and downtown Buffalo. So we have a real platform that we can build on, and this $1 billion investment that the governor is making certainly will transform Buffalo and job opportunities for residents in Buffalo and Western New York.
And Mayor, I guess it's important to note that this is strictly for the city, correct? It's not for the region, although it will benefit the region, but it is for the city.
This is not for the region. This $1 billion commitment is strictly for the city of Buffalo. The governor talked about another $200 million that would be competitively bid on by the regional economic development councils. So that will provide an opportunity for the region again. The governor talked about money for SUNY campuses to be able to compete for millions of dollars in additional resources. So this is $1 billion for Buffalo's economic development. The city is on the move in many ways. And this is the, I think, largest government recognition in a very substantial and specific way by a government leader in decades, maybe 50 years or more, with the governor saying that he recognizes that Buffalo is a great part of the state, the second largest city in the state. There have been many challenges, but there are tremendous opportunities that lie ahead for this community. And this $1 billion will give us the ability to attract new business, to grow businesses that we have, and give those businesses the opportunity to create jobs for the residents of the city of Buffalo and Western New York.
Mayor, how will you make sure that this is all followed through and that the money and the funding is used appropriately?
You know what? I'm going to continue to work very closely with the governor. I am a member of his Economic Development Advisory Council. I've had the opportunity to meet with the governor and some of his other economic advisors to be on conference calls with the Economic Advisory Council. I am an ex officio member of the governor's West New York Regional Economic Development Council that was able to secure over $100 million for Buffalo and Western New York in that very competitive process. So we have a good and ongoing dialogue with the governor and his staff. We will work very closely with the governor and the structure that he puts in place to make sure that this money is utilized wisely and has the leveraging effect that he expects see this investment of $1 billion leverage another $5 billion in investment in the city of Buffalo.
Mayor Brown, thank you so much for your comments on what appears to be a historic day for the Queen City.
Absolutely a historic day for Buffalo. Thank you so much, Eileen.